Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Firpo Marbury. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up beyond third. Kress can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. West moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan strikes out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West scores. Bluge moves to third. It's 2-0, Senators. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Jenkins reaches third base with a triple. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Levy moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Kress reaches second base with a double. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Jenkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Stewart covering. Safe. Cronin moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan strikes out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-1 in the game. Marbury hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Burns steals second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Bump Hadley now pitching. Red Cress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Red Cress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to second with Cronin covering, to double up Goslin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators too. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. West takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bludge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo is called out on strikes. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive towards first. Jordan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 3 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Maynish moves to third. It's 5-3, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to home to get Maynish. Cronin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin moves to third. West moves to second. Dave Harris pinch hits for Buck Jordan. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jenkins throws the ball into Burns, who tags Harris trying to return to first, for the out. Cronin scores. West scores. Bludge moves to second. Two outs. It's Senators, 5, Browns, 5. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive to center field. McNeely throws towards Melillo. Melillo fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Melillo. Bludge scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 6-5, Senators. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Senators. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Quell now playing first base. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 5. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Cronin moves to second. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. West moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Senators. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Earl McNeely. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ed Grimes pinch runs for Chad Kimsey. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Levy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.